Fine. So I'm just picking one Nekudot. I'm just going to pick Shem Echad to say Shiran. And I'm not going to say Shiran each one of the 36 following. But there's sure maybe another one or two. We'll see. Pick out if I get interested in. Okay. So L'chaira, L'chum Riyata, the Shach's Tanai that the Sekseke can't give you Shem Echad, L'chaira should be one of the simplest Tanai. Because we know that you need a Sekseke. A Safik Echad is going to come on Nisa Dereisa. So Safik Dereisa L'achmir. We pass him Nisa Dereisa L'achmir. Nisa Dereisa. So L'chaira should be partial that if the two Sekas are really just one Safik, that should be the simplest thing in the world. It's not a Sekseke. No, it would be poshut that take the case of the Gemara and Ksubas of Safik Einis, that if you try to make a sex faker, Safik he was ma'aniser by holding a knife, a gun to her head, and Safik he was ma'aniser by drugging her, and then he managed when she was sleeping. But it's not a sex faker, no, all it does is anything other than a Safik there, I said, so Shem Echad is just a step less than that, maybe, but it's the same idea, it's one that's not a sex faker before. And remember, my friend, to speak out before, the reason Shem Echad is Mishum Safik Echad. Maybe uses that lashon, maybe use that lashon. I don't remember. A couple of friends use that lashon. The problem is that as the Moshul Crazy Placey points out by Riechus, if you go through Shas and Rishonim, and we'll find there are many Sfeksfekes that do not seem to stem with this qual. There are many Sfeksfekes that seem to be Shem Echad. So it's a problem. Why this is? We have a rule. And it seems to be the most logical, simple rule, and no one seems to keep it. So what are we going to do? So Erishkin's is that the Rambam L'chaira doesn't hold of this qual at all. Because what's the whole makor for the qual of Shem Echad? It's in Tosis. Tosis said, why is when she was Nensa and she was a cat and she was so there she's going to be also because there's no sex faker. Fact is, why isn't there a sex faker? Shema Nenso, the Shema Katano. So there's a Shem Echad. Because that's the only way the Gemara, that's why the Gemara should say she's awesome. If not for Shem Echad, Shitak will be mutal about it. But the Rambam says that Katano not mentioned, she was nispater, is also a Bible. Tari Rambam Paskins, the Pitri Katana is not an oinus, it's a Pitri. So in Kang, there is no sex faker here. So there's no echreich to come on to say that there's a problem with Shem Echad. Adiram, if anything, as the Maggid Mishnah says, why would the Rambam chayor Pitri Katana oinus is a mafurish Gemara? What was Machriach? The Rambam to go connected with the Chayyim of Gemara Mufurashas. So Magen Mishnah says because the Rambam had Tosis Kasha, why don't we say a sex faker here? And the Meila said, must be no. So why did the Gemara Taka ask the Chayyim is a sex faker? Must be because we don't pass the word that says Peter Tana Oins. And Abba Alkor the Rambam didn't hold that Shein Echad not a sex faker because in came the Rambam. Wouldn't have any chayach to go connected to Gemara Mufurash. Gemara Mufurash. So the Rambam Mukhayr argues on the Taisis, and on the Shah, and that's how the Magid Mishnah understands the Rambam, and that's how the Prima Govan speaks out the Rambam. I think the Kinego also understood, and the Kinego also Mukhayr understood the Rambam that way, that according to the Rambam, there is no klal of Shema. So the Erishkin's is, without Rumayis giving any svara, but the Rambam Mukhari doesn't hold this klal of Shem Echad. Satan's is, I have the Pirish Law in the Kresu Placey.
So, what do you say, Safik was a Nisu? This is Safik is running for that. You said it was a Nisu with a gun or a Nisu with a gun?
So, apparently, what you'll have to say is that's one Oinis. That's Mamish Safik now. Here, even if you say Petri Katana has a Din Oinis, it's not a regular oinus. It is different. There's a din oinus, but it's not mamish oinus.
So using a gun, using drugs?
No! Using a gun and drugs is 20 chatimtsis to make a regular oinus. It's the same. The bottom line is it's the same oinus. 20 chatimtsis to make an oinus. Here, if she's a gedolah, there was nen sub shadow, she said, no, and he was mamish rachopikeh. For the Kana, she said yes, 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 but we say that her yes doesn't have any mashmaut. So it's ki'ilu she was nervous. It's not exactly the same. So that's, it's shema'achot, but it's not mamash sefer, sopika. Is it din oinus? But it's different, which a din oinus is different than being metzias oinus. It's shema'achot, but it's not mamash the same sop. Not the same as the manus of the knife and the manus of the gun. That's manus for itself. But the Torah Shalom in the crazy place, they're bothered by this whole Rishima of sex fakers brought in Kadmoinim that seem to be Shem Echad. And Hagam, that a lot of the ones that bothered them are the same ones that the Shach himself brought down, but answered. But they're bothered, some of them not. And what are they there? But they say, Elamai, it can't be there's a cloud of Shem Echad. No such thing. I, Tosis. They don't want to pass them around against Tosis. So what they say is that Tosis didn't really mean Shem Echad. What Tosis meant is it's not Mishapik. And to them, not being Mishapik, that's a real Tanai. It's a real Tanai that the sex fake has to be Mishapik. If it's not, if it is Shem Echad, it's usually not going to be Mishapik. So when Taisus said it's Shem Echad, what he really meant is it's not Mishapik. So according to that, if you have a sex faker that is Shem Echad, but it's also Mishapik, that would be fine. Taisus never meant that that's not a sex faker. And I, the Shach, they're all the Shach. This is the Torah Shalom in the crazy place. Torah Shalom is a little bit more of a kid, so the crazy place is quite by Richlis. Goes through, didn't count, but he goes through a little. At least half a dozen.
Why would the onus be a mishapik? It's like, maybe she was a ktan. And Peter ktan of her. You didn't want to say that she was a good, but maybe it's not fine. Why can't you say that? It's not a problem to say this one, that one first.
You want to say what? Maybe she was a ktan. In terms of language, she was a good guy, but maybe she was nervous. Okay.
If you don't have a problem showing up the holy
of Misapah,
that could be
Misapah.
You take it both ways.
That's the other way.
She wasn't
a good
guy. She was a
katana. You see? Maybe
she was a
katana. Okay.
Okay. How are you going to say the other way? Maybe she was nanas, and in terms of language she was barotz, and maybe she was a katana. But you can't say that. Because barotz means not a katana. So the way you're saying it, you can say it, but the other way you can't say it.
It's not showing up on the gamma. It's saying we agree that it's not. She had barotz, but she was a katana, so the barotz is not called barotz.
But she's not barotz. You can't say suffolk oina suffolk barotz, the in terms of language barotz and shama katana, because katana and barotz is a stereo. You can't say that in this way we're rotten shama
katana. Yeah, there is some kind of rotten. We don't match it.
You could say, you could make a sex fake, shema she said yes, she said no, shema she said yes, and even if she said yes, maybe she was a katana and yes meant nothing. But saying yes is no mashma'ut if she was a katana.
Right, but
you could... It has to be sex fake din.
Sex fake din is because shema, not because it's up. Yeah,
that's
two different that comes out.
Right, so I'm saying that's not that. Well, it has to be two statements. So to say that Shama she said yes and Shama she said no, but yes and no have no machlokes. It's Shama was an oinus or rotten. The suffix not what, did she say yes or did she say no?
Even that it's called oinus. You just said that it's not regular oinus. It is. You could call it as also suffix.
But you can't say, but the bottom line is you can't say, Shema Ba'inus Shema Baratzai, the Intimsa Lema Baratzin Shema Ktama. You can't say Intimsa Lema Baratzin Shema Ktama, because that's a steer in the name of Bet. Ratzin doesn't mean said yes. Ratzin means a din ratzin.
Right, you do have two kinds of oinus. You agree there's two kinds of oinus. There's an oinus.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that's the, but that, those two types are still called shame me'achot. They're not namish ones, they're not shame me'achot.
It doesn't matter. We're
not
taking on the
but it's not enough for me'achot. It's not enough for me'achot. So that much they're saying, yes, shame me'achot will prevent it from being me'achot. That's what Tosfos is basically not. But there is no call of Shem Echad by itself. If it would be Nepach, there wouldn't be any problem with Shem Echad.
Also, the other one we don't have in the Shem Echad is Tana, and the Beitzim is Ornus. And even the Magdala is also Ornus. Also the same thing.
What?
The same thing also. It doesn't matter.
It's Ornus or Ornus. That way, it's...
Why? It's Ornus or Ornus.
No, so I'm saying it's all Shem in the Sefer. But it's
you don't
not
have it one way either.
If Shem Echad is a problem, so it's a problem of Shem Echad. But according to traditional and crazy beliefs, if Shem Echad is not a problem, it's still not Mishapa.
Yeah, but you know, without Mishapa, let's say, what's the right way to say it? Not when taking it upside down. What is it? Maybe she's a Tana and was Oinus.
Right.
In this Lomish Lugia, there was Oinus.
Right.
It's not specific at all.
It's Shem. No, because it's Shem Echad. It's two different types of Oinus. It's an Oinus B'din and an Oinus B'metzius. So it's Shem Echad. It's not Mamash Sofik Echad, but it is Shem Echad. That's what Tosfos says. It's cool as Shem Echad. Shem Echad to Oinus. I believe Tosfos Loshi. They're both Shem Oinus. They are different, but it's one Shem. And the passion of the way the Shach reads Tosfos is that that's a problem. If they're the same Shem, even though they're not exactly the same, that's still a problem. It's not a Tosfos. Fine. So then, that was, so we said, the number one is the Rambam's Chalik on Tosfos Legamri. Even the Tosfos Long Crazy Placey, they understand, they don't argue on Tosfos, they pass in Tosfos, but they touch up Tosfos Legamri different than the Shach, that there is no such thing as Shem Echad by itself. Then the Emes, just to get a little basic, I think most of us heard it, at least or seen it a little bit, we should really probably try to find a way of learning it more inside. But the there's two understandings of why Sechseik is mutter. The more accepted one is the Rajba. And our regular Achas, what the Rajba says, is every Sechseik is really stodim lahaka. It's basic. Balabatis, it's more likely it's mutter than it's also. So the Yad Yudah says, if that is, he says, as I was Meiruch at the beginning, and when the Yad Yudah says he was Meiruch, he means it. I didn't go through it, but he says he was Meirach and Meichiyach that the ikers of sex fake is like the Rajba Reid Stolden Lachal. So Reid Stolden Lachal, he says, is just as much by Shein Echad as not. Lamaisa, Safik Ba'inus Safik Gerotzen, so Safik Tanis of Adirin Tinslai Magdala Safik Ainus, Lamaisa is this Reid Stolden Lachal. Chances are she probably is Mutta Labaila. Because maybe she was a Katana. And even if there's a 50% chance she was a Ketana when she was Nevis, in which case she's 100%, she's Valei Mutter Labaila. And even on the other 50% chance that she was a Gedaila, but part of some of those, even though it's not, might not be Nechza on Nechza, but there's a significant chance that she was still a Ba'inus and she was right to Mutter Labaila. So there's a 75% chance she's Mutter Labaila. There's Balabach. So I have to go into a more to see exactly what it means right to Stodim.
There's some of the game before.
Okay,
she's 20 years old now,
you're
not
a serial
chest
of how Reid Stodim exactly works.
Yeah, but she's 55, so you can't say Reid Stodim that she's...
Well, if she's 55, then there's anyway no sex fake, probably, because there's no suffix tana. Well, she's Nisaris when she was 11 and she got married when she was 55? You're right. If she was Nisaris when she was 11 and she got married when she was 55, so then... No, if he says she was Zim Sutachtos, so then
he said,
I mean, you're right. There's certain cases where, right now, in the normal case we're talking about, the case it's a sex faker, so we're saying the general Havana, again, we're not that, next year maybe that's what we'll talk about, probably in the context of Sufik Ashoko, but that's the next thing that offhand interests me to go into. But, that's the Pasha Avana in Sechseika is Reid Stodim. So he says Reid Stodim you have even if it's Shein Echad. Or take another claim, well that's okay, they answer that. But the classic, the Shein Echad is still Reid Stodim Lahakal. So he says, Minasvara, there's no reason that Shein Echad should be a problem. So the whole Shafra is the Yad Yudah. He says, Minasvara, he says, I'm not going to argue on the Shach, I'm Tosfos Minasvara, but Mechayr, the Svara is not like the Shach. Minasvara, there's no reason that Shein Echad should be a problem.
So like in the subject of the Gosh, maybe from year ago, maybe from 2 years, maybe from 3 years ago, whatever it is.
No, because that's
I have 365 days in a year, and the chances were only 3 days after Pesach, the chances are that...
To a certain degree, you're right, but... Let's just explain something. I didn't really want to get into this so much because I didn't learn it myself inside, but I'm saying more off the cuff what I have, background information they call it, is to understand a little bit the Rajbo. It's not a prosta 75%. Right, it has to be right stubborn. In other words, I've mentioned a couple of people already, but something deraisa lahachmir is lavd up kesofik ashokol. If I have something here and I know that there's 75% chance that it's behemah kshera, 25% chance it's a nevela. However, I know that. But I know. And I don't have a kodah parish, ruba parish, or whatever. So what's going to be the din? It's ramah who's it's a kshera, but there's a 25, 40% chance, whatever you want it to be, chance that it's a nevela. 25% chance it's a nevela. We're going to say on that subject there, isa lahachna. Even though it's rova who's that it's mutter, but we say that's still a sophic. 25% Isser is not Yotzim Yidei Sofik, so it's a Sofik Deraisa Lahachna. So if it's one Sofik at 75% chance, that's not going to match in Isser Deraisa. If it's two Sfekas that add up to a 75% chance, that Lekuleyam is going to be Mutter, because I have a Svek Sfek, and both Svekas are Shokul. It's not just enough to be Rav Achuz Lahakla, it's to be Rav Stodim Lahakla. Why? I don't know that yet. That will have to wait. I don't know that. But clearly that's the vos. The fire vos happened for Shteyim, but the vos is that there's a difference between one good sofik and two mechzal mechzal sofiks. Two mechzal mechzal is better than one 75% sofik. That's the mitzvah. That's the way it is. So you're right. In that case, it's true that you might be able to say that it was by Chodosh, you'll say maybe it was Nizra Rishchadosh Nisan, and maybe it was Rishchadosh Adar, and maybe Rishchadosh Shvat. And you might even say that 90% of the days you could have planted the wheat were hetter, but it's still begat a sofik deraisa. If you can bring in a second sofik, even if it's in Shem Echad, that's already called two sofikas. And the tzad to go against them, it's the same, that's all like one big sofik. But he's saying, but why? So the idea that the svar doesn't like the shachta etzim, again, the redini is going to be mavakul daitai, except. That is, he's not arguing on the Shachudina, but he's certainly going to be willing to accept a lot of Tzirufim and Kulas and Chur to be Mekul connected to Shach. You know, fine. So now, so what Seiker, what Stodim Mohakul do we have? So number one is we have the Shach himself. The Shach himself, in the days, accepts, he's ma'ir a lot of the kashas, a lot of the same problems that the crazy place he had. But what do you do? This is the song, this one's the Chayr Shem Echad. So Shach, a lot of those, on a number of those, the Shach said, no, but there is the episode Tosefta's din in the second one. The second one, the first suffering is the mice of Heter on the second one. The crazy place still brings those as kashas on Tosefta, on Shem Echad. But the Shach answered some of them. So what do I have? So the Shach qualifies. The bottom line is, even the Shach who holds there is a Tanai, it can't be Shem Echad, but he tells me any time that one Sofik is Moisif Epis HaHetzer on the other Sofik, that's not called Shem Echad anymore. So number one is, even if we're going to accept Tosis not like the Rambam, and even if we're going to accept the Shach not like the Chizikli Satorish Rambam, there is a Din of Shem Echad, but there's a Tanai. Any time one Sofik is Moisif HaHetzer on the other Sofik, that's all better. Even the Shach's might be that's not Shem Echad. Fine. Now, what does that mean exactly? Good question.
Why do you
go
that around? I mean, if you say the first topic of one was matter more,
it doesn't make a difference which one's matter more. Either way, if one is matter more, but anyway, it has to be the same.
But
it's
just same name.
It
is called Shem Echad. Since matter more, since Megalele, even if more than.
Or it makes it. No, it's not. They're not the same anymore. Since this stuff is matter more than that stuff, it's really different. They're different enough to not count as Shem Echad.
I can understand that the one with more matter is different than the small one. The small one is the same as the big one. I mean, these could become the same one.
It's not one anymore. The mice is not one stuff. Could be. Oh, I hear, but. The Shahabis didn't hold that way. You return to the Shah?
Said it.
Now, Bukhar, it's clear from the case, from the example the Shah gives by Bukhar with the. He says, how is it Moisif more? Because if it would have been that she was Yolda Zachuruna Kevo, or Shtei Zachar Mikanafina, the Shah, in other words, the Shah saying, in a different case than our case, it would make enough Kamina, it would be matter more, so in our case, we're also going to call it a sex faker. So I see from the Shah that even when he says, if one is Moisif, a heter on the other one, it doesn't have to be that Redina Lamaisa to be Moisif a heter. It would be matter more. It has to be, theoretically, it's matter more, in a different case, it would be matter more. So we've now also broadened this svara of the matter yosef. Now, Wachayr the Shach himself does not take this all the way to the extreme, as I, at least one or two people in Ma'ir, who reminded, we should say maybe reminded us, that, oh, sorry, Shimon. I'm glad you found us. Sorry. So, Wachayr the Shach, this is not. The Shach, doesn't hold that it's guilty mukbal, because we have those who are here already for need to remember in Kuf Pei Zayin. Ramo brought a sex fake in Kuf Pei Zayin. Any when a lady finds dam, and we know she has a makkah somewhere, we can say a sex fake. Shemo, the dam is meant from the proizdor, it's bechlal not from the makar, and even in tinsel language, it's from the makar, maybe it's that makkah and that dam needs. Now the Shach asks on that Ramah, that what do you mean? It's Shein Echad. It's one suffix. Is it Dam Nidus or it's not Dam Nidus?
There
we know that the Makhim is Mukhar, no? No, whatever. Said, no, there's a Makhim. I don't know where the Dam is coming from. Right. So, Shach says, I can say it's Sex Faker. So the Ramah says, you can say it's Sex Faker. And the Shach asks, that what do you mean the Sex Faker is not, is Shein Echad? And you can't say it's Sex Faker, it's Shein Echad. Now, when I say there is enough Kamina Lachayah, not in that case, and not in Hilchos Nida B'chlal, but there's enough Kamina in Tumah V'Tara, Makar Makay Meitame. Dam that comes from the Praise Dor, then Tumah V'Tara is not going to be Meitame. Dam that comes from the Makar, even if it's Dam Makar, will be Meitame, as Makar Makay Meitame. The Shach himself, there was an Afer who's Ma'ir, that I don't remember who it was. Remember who it was? What? Was Sidra Tara spoken of? Okay. So Sidra Tara apparently holds that's enough of an Af Kamina, but the Shach himself will. Unless you're going to say that the Shach forgot Klal Yud Beis and he only remembered Klal Yud Aleph, which I would not say, and I would be upset at anyone who did say. So L'chayr, the Shach holds that's not enough of enough Kamina. So even the Shach does hold there's some gather, there's some gruel to how vight of enough Kamina you can come up with. Lichtner and Kopp, that someone says, and I didn't see it this time around, by Chodesh, one of the classic questions, that L'chayr Chodesh is Shein Echad. The Rosh's Sfek Sfeika by Chodesh of Shemot was last year's, and Insan Shleimot was this year's, Shemot was Nishrach Kaidema Oimer. Luchar is also Sfek Echad, it's all one Sfek. Was it before the Oimer or was it after the Oimer? So someone wanted to be Metarets as a Nafkamino. Last, Lingin Trumas and Meisters. Because last year might have been Meiser on me, and this year might be Meiser Shani. Mashing in the second sex fake of Nishrash Kaidim Aimer is not going to make enough Kamina in Trumas and Meisters. Only going to be enough Kamina for Chodesh. So, the Siddur Tara, L'chayru and Zichar hold that's a good enough chilek to make it Shtei Shemais. The Shach himself, I don't know if he would hold it's enough, because I don't know exactly what the Shach's Gedorim of what is enough of a Matter Yosef. But L'chayru, I do see from the Shach, it's not Bilti Mukba. You can't mamish dream up something from Tyrus, there's no Shach. But Siddur held you could. Yet you probably would be willing to accept the Siddur Tara like Matter Yaiser, since he doesn't really hold that you need the whole Shach to begin with. He's only been Mavat Lodait to the Shach, so could he was accepted in Siddur Tara understood the Shach. I think he's Yitachim. Number two, so that was one Tzad Lohak. Another Tzad Lohak is the Chavz Das. Bina Sodom, Yitachim. But that was like this. Okay, just quick synopsis of where we started. We started that Klal Yud Aleph is that you can't say a sex fake if it's Shein Echad. L'fum Rietzel, if you muska Rishon, that should be very posh, because it's sex fake, and if it's Shein Echad, so it's only one suffix, it's not two suffixes. The Maisa is, as the crazy place the Bereshit points out, there's many sechsekas brought in the Kadmonim L'chayar Shemach. So what are we going to do? So I said, number one is the Rambam L'chayar argues in Taisus and holds there is no such thing as Shemach at all. Number two is that the crazy place in the Teir Shlomim hold that we passed in Taisus, but Taisus didn't really mean Shemach. Taisus really meant it's not Nisach. And there is no such thing as Shemach. There's no problem with Shemach if it is Nisach. So then I said, even if we're going to, the Yad Yehuda was bothered that L'chayro, since the Iker Svara of Sfek, why Sfek is mutter is because Rav Tzdod and Mahakil, Min HaSvara, there's no reason there should be a problem with Shemacha. It's still Rav Tzdod and Mahakil. He says, the Yad Yehuda says, L'dinai Mavato Daiti to the Shach, but any case where you can find a Tzad Mahakil, I'm going to be Mekel. I'm not going to be worried that it's Shemacha. So now we're going through what are the different Sfeldim Lahakos. Number one was the Shach himself, who said any time that one suffix matter yaser than the other, it's not going to be a problem of Shemach. That was a quick summary of what you missed. Now I have the next Nekuda, is the Chavaz Das, Chochmas Odom, Binus Odom, Yad Yehuda, and L'chayr, they say, if there's another way of getting out of Sfekfei, of Sheinacha. If one Sophic is telling me, there's a Sophic Bechla, let's take the case of the Sophic, the lion's nail in the back of the cow. The Sophic O, Sophic Loyal, Vintin Slema O, Sophic Darks. So he says, there's a Sophic Bechla, there's a Reis here. I don't know if there was any lion Bechla in the deer. I don't know if there's a lion Bechla in this field. I don't know if there's a lion in the city Bechla. On the side of the what?
Sure, there was, because
it was a nail. Man, maybe someone went on a safari in Africa and he brought back a souvenir lion's nail and he dropped it outside and it got stuck in the Kaisel. So it doesn't know if there was ever a lion in the city, Bechal. Suffolk O, Suffolk Loy, oh, I don't know if there was a lion here, Bechal. So Ramelo, there's a Suffolk if there's any reyes, there's a Suffolk if there's any reason to be chayshish at all. And the second Suffolk is, even if there is a reyes, even if there's a makom to be chayshish here, because there was a lion taka in the town, maybe even in this field or this deer, but it's not moving b'chalim is dyrus. It could be that anyway the cow is mutter. So that's not a problem of shemach. When there's one suffix, is there a race? There's a problem b'chal, and the second suffix is, and even if there was a problem, but maybe the problem is mutter, that's not a problem of shemach. That's going to be a good sex type. That's how they kick off the problem of the Suffolk Os of the Suffolk Daras. The Chavaz Das does not use that on Chodosh. However, the Chassan Sofer L'Chayr does use that on Chodosh. Because the Chassan Sofer answers the sex fake of Chodosh in an interesting way. It's a speckled protest to Zeroyim, but he says, we find sometimes that Hashrosha takes 3 days and sometimes it says it takes 2 weeks. What's the chiluk? He says Hashrosha never is less than 3 days. It's never more than 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, anything more than Nishrosh after 2 weeks is never going to be Nishrosh. Less than 3 days is too quick. It can't be Nishrosh. Between 3 weeks and 2 days, it could be it was Nishrosh, it could be it wasn't. So he says the Sfek Seiket, what the Rosh really means when he says is Sfek Eshtaked, meaning Sfek was more than 2 weeks before the Omer that it was Nizra. In which case it was Vada Yashon. Even in Timtzel Loimar, you planted it less than 2 weeks before the Omer, so it's only a Sofik of his Nishrash, but maybe Lamaiser was Nishrash.
Do you remember when you planted
it? Right, we don't know, because I didn't plant it myself. I'm going to the Shuk and buying a loaf of bread. So he explains, he doesn't speak out, if I remember correctly, he doesn't use this Lashon of Sofik Reyesah. The Binus Adam, the Chavaz Das, and the Yad Yehuda all do use this Lashon of Sufik Reis. The Chassam Sofer doesn't use the word Sufik Reis, but I think that's clearly his Havon. It could be it was Kashif, there's no problem. And even if it's a Shiloh, but the Shiloh could have been Mutter also. So that's the same idea, basically. And he uses it for Chodesh even. So that's another way of getting out of the problem of Shemach. So any time that it's Shem Echad, but one of the Seikas is a Shaila, if there's any Chashash here B'chlal, that's not a problem, that's going to be called, that's not a problem with Shem Echad. That's also going to be a good Seik and Mutter.
Similar thing, man, I don't remember the details of it, but you could say it by the Eid of
Bodhi. I remember the same
that the Eid of Bodhi.
I don't remember that. I remember there was a different. I think they did bring a second case in Ochos Nidan. I don't remember what it was though.
There, that case over there, they have a similar.
They bring a second case and they call Aster the Shem Echad. You're being Myra. Okay. I'm going to say it was Kufitzad. I just couldn't wait. No, I don't remember. I don't remember. Could be that was the case. Maybe, I think they brought another case in either. Again, I don't remember all the exact cases they brought, but they went through it, so they brought that as that.
The Shach asks on the Bach, he says, I'm not sure if it's a three-glance.
Yeah.
How you look at it,
that is the shadow. That is the shadow. When was it planted? The Rosh is the shadow. Was planted last year or this year? And then this year, maybe before the Ayin. So he's really saying the same thing. The only thing he's changing is he's saying Ashtaka doesn't really mean last year, it just means 2 weeks before that. That's his biggest change for her.
Because in one of the Pesuvahs, the person's time passes Pesuvah, so why don't you just say, why isn't this person suffering from the Chalal if there was any Hashem Shadow?
No, that we know there was Pesuvah. Pesuvah. We found the Pesuvah. Pesuvah. That's the but that wasn't the point. So that's the definition. And they talk about mukasayt there. I forget what the answer is. I think it's not shchiyah. But as in Lamayin said, that wasn't the sex fake they're talking about here. The sex fake, Lamashal, so just a few ice though. So Masha'in came, they're saying the case of Tysus is not a suffix Reyes. So Reyes, so there's another Reyes in before name. Kasa Pasuah Matsasi. We know she was Niva. We know she was Mizan. So a reyes of is a vade reyes of before neighbor. Now the shayla is was a boinus of a rotzayin. So that's shenach. But when the son, that was a problem. It could be a problem with shenach. But when the two sfeikas was there a reyes of a chalana, that's not. And I just point out there's a dakistic difference between the chavas das and the chokmas and the chassam sefer. The chassam sefer wants to apply that to the case of chadash. That if it was nizra 2 weeks before the ayin, that's called there was no suffix at all. For whatever reason, the Chavos Das does not want to do that, and he has to make up a whole different explanation for Chodesh, which I don't want to get into. Fine. Another Nekuda, which the Yad Yehuda is a main Shita, is he explains that the problem with Shem Echad is that it's one Sofik. You're repeating the same Sofik two times. Sofik Oynes, Sofik Ratzin, and then Zalemek Tan. Intobik Tanzar Din, Zalemek Din, Sofik Oynes. So you're saying suffix einus, but maybe it wasn't einus. You're saying einus two times, so it's all one suffix. Vada is not really a problem. The rice, I should say vada. You talk is not a problem with the rice, so, but it's all one suffix. He says so. Mameilo, if the two sefikas came at two different times, like suffix last the chodesh, suffix last year, suffix this year, remember this year, or the case of suffix all. Sofik also the Gloyal was a Shiloh before the Drisa, so the two Sfeikas came at different times, even if it was only Negel and Maisa to you at the same time, but if the two Sfeikas occurred separately, so then obviously it's not the same Sofik. They're two separate Sfeikas, because they happened at different times. So that's not going to be Shen Echad. Why? Tyson's case.
It's
Kitanish. But she was Niva once. She was only Niva one time.
When she was a Gedolah, when she was a Khan.
But what was the Sofik? The Sofik was when she was Niva. Was she Niva al Bo'inis? Was she Niva as a Khan and Niva as a Gedolah? When she was like, she was Niva as a Gedolah, maybe she's Niva al Bo'inis. But it's all, the whole Sofik is on one Maisabiyah, and that Maisabiyah happened one time. So that's Shem Echad.
in the Omer? How many times is the Omer? When was the Omer grown or Nishrosh? Only one time also. Or last year or this year?
Well, there's a lot of chit that it was grown. The question is when this chit was grown.
Alright, I'm done with this chit.
I don't know. That may be, I'm not sure, but that's the idea of the Kudu. So he says it's a gimel that it's two separate sveikas. And the Mela, it's not a problem with Shemapa, because it's clearly two separate sveikas. Independent sveikas. I think it's simple. Let's keep it here. Yeah, I wanted to mention something else, but okay. Okay, we'll bring it in later. So now what do we have? So again, bottom line, sikkum is we have Re'inyin Shein Echad. First of all, it's not clear, it's not bold that the Allah is like Christ. Everyone passes. My Zemun would be the passes place, it's not like the Rabbi, but there's a Machlai, this Rishayim. Number two is that the crazy places in the Torah Shlomim say that places didn't mean what the Shach says, the cloth. There is no such thing as shame, no such thing at all as shame Afan. And I meant to point out, so we'll stick it in now, that Hagam with Dino Pashtus, we don't pass in the Torah Shlomim in the crazy places. But the Prima Gadol is mistapic that maybe the Welcome Atzim movie you can be selling from. He says that maybe the Welcome Atzim movie you can be selling from the crazy places. By himself. And there's no, don't have to worry at all about Shema. Then, let's stick another kudu. Can you write it down? In addition, we have another kudu here. Is that Lama Zogin, there's a problem of Shema, like Tosis. And Lama Zogin, Shema means Shema, when Tashach says. But what is the problem of Shenachah? It's the problem of the Reisa Drabon. Midereisa, a Svek Sveikam Yishen Echad. Is it Midereisa is a good Svek Sveikam, it's Mutter? Or even Midereisa is not a good Svek Sveikam? So the Prima Gadim is nostalgic and seems to be noted that it is going to be a problem with Midereisa. However, the Beis Yitzchok is Moichiach, brings Reis, that it's not a Svek Sveikam, even the Midereisa is a good Svek Sveikam. The only problem with Shenachah is Midrabon. What's his raya? Interesting sex fake. He brings Taisus himself. Taisus, who is the Balmemru, who is Mechadish, the Muslim of Shema Achad. Taisus says a very, very interesting sex fake.
What does
it mean, the Raisa Darwani?
And it's not
that some
person
will come with
the
Raisa,
just
in that? In other words, yeah, we pass the Sophie Raisa Achad with the Raisa. According to the. If you say that Shema Achad is a time of the Raisa, that means we remember, we have. Let's start with an extreme case. Let's take the case, Sofik, he was Manasu with a gun, Sofik, he was Manasu with a knife. Right? So Tzkorosh is also a Bailanish from Sofik Deraisa, and with the Dhamma, we don't pass from the Rambam, the Sofik Deraisa Lahachmer is Midaraisa, which is also a Bailan Midaraisa. Right? She's also a Bailan Midaraisa. When you have a Sophic use Manus with a knife, Sophic doesn't run through the gun, she's going to be also a Bailam with their eyes. Yeah, which is how we pass it.
So now it's.
What? No one's going to call it. I don't think anyone's going to call that a sex fake. 100%. 100%. No problem. I want to go make a Kawala Kop. Now, when in Tyson's case, when Tyson says, Sophic Ba'inus, Sophic Baratzai, Sophic Tanus of Gedel, Sophic Gedel, Sophic Ba'inus. Taisus says, you can't say that, it's Shein Echad. Good. So she's also a Baal. The Gemara, so that's why the Gemara says she's also a Baal. But in that case, is she also a Baal with the Reis and the Drabon? So the Prima Gadol's Naitet should be with the Reis, because he brings a better Kabayis that says, we're not Maitzi Shani Baal, she's only also a Baal with the Drabon. On the Drabon. But the Beis Yitzchok brings Ryan, that's not true. B'chol, we find many plenty cases where she's also a bad in the Durabon and where Maitzi shouldn't be bad. By Yotzol Elal or something like that.
Yeah.
You have to prove their eyes. I bear so that's you. Fine. Anyway, but whole life it is.
You said.
That's the Gemara. Gemara says what? The Gemara in Ksuba says. It is said. The Mishnah says. I bear so that's Moshe. I bear so that's you. Who this is? Yotze Boy Ksuba. So Gemara says, what's Yoni Beresal das Moishes means Mr. Derais? So what does it bring up? So, through what case of things there is? Beresal das Aldas Yehudis means a Minhod, which is a Beresal the Minhod. And the Gemara says, she goes with Prius Arash. Back to Gemara, Prius Arash, that's not a Beresal das Yehudis, that's a Beresal das Moishes. It's a Derais, the Shum, the Gemara from the Sabbath, it says, by Seiki, Paras Reisha Isha. So Gemara says, oh, Derais is Beshok here. It's talking about she goes from the Chotzer. Chotzer is only a Beresal das Yehudis. Fine. Kitzur is, so the Beis Yitzchok is chaylik on the Pribu Gadim, and the Beis Yitzchok says... Okay, I'm not getting into that now. It's enough, we got enough off the subject already. Let's stick to six figures. So... Fine. So according to Beis Yitzchok is chaylik on the Pribu. So Pribu Gadol wants to be mechiyach from there that there are kohel taisus holds that this is going to be there. Shem aspect second shem alchad is a suffix that I saw ahachnet minatir. The Beis Yitzchok says no. He says the Beis Gabai is b'chal not muchach. We bring pass in a lot of cases that are drabon and she's yetsi mivaylo. But he says I have a different taisus. It's a raya that it's only the drabon. Because it says, which case is he bringing? Pirchasa, right? No, not Pirchasa. Which case? What was the Beis Yitzchok's case? Ah, here. Right. He brings like this. There's a mandom in the Gemara that at least midiraisa shchita is good enough if you shach the yom. Everyone knows you need to shach the roi v'shtei simon. That's a maskon in the Gemara. But there's a mandom in the Gemara that says you only have the matz is good enough. You have to half of shtei simon and bidyuk. That's also a good shchita. It's not an available. Yeah. Look at half of one. I don't know if the shchita well enough. But you don't need roi v'shtei matz on matz is good enough. Similar machlokes is an Eiruvin Sukkah by Oymid Kiparos. Exactly Mechza on Mechza. So fret the Gemara, but how can you be mad to it? It's Yeshua Tzamsen. So it's not going to be really Mechza on Mechza. It's going to be a Sovik. Maybe it was Roiv, maybe you only Shechted a Miut. Or maybe it was part of the alignment. So, Zotaisis, but I have a sex fake figure. Maybe he shechted Roiv. He didn't say he didn't shecht Roiv, but maybe he shechted Mechzel. Problem is by Shechita. How can you be mad? What was it? I think it's Rav. Rav is the man that the Gemara holds that Shechita's Mechzel is good midarais. How could Shechita's Roiv be good? How could Shechita's Mechzel be good? How lemaisa could you be matched? Yeshua Tzamtzim. So he didn't really shecht Roiv. He probably didn't, even if it looks to us like he shechted half, probably he didn't shecht exactly. He probably shechted either a little more or a little less. So what was it? More or less. Sofik Dereis L'Achman.
Advertising.
What?
He shechted Dereis. Even if it's new, you have to come up with
it. Well, Sofik maybe shechted Roiv. And even if he didn't shecht Roiv, but maybe it was at least Mechza. Now, L'chayra ain't with Hashem Echad Godel Mizeh. And a few Ochi Taisis holds that at least Midarais is going to take off the Sfek Sfek.
What is the answer?
No, that's what he answers. That's his answer. The Sfek Sfek. Taisis answers you with Sfek Sfek. So that's why Rav is matter.
Isn't that the one that they say don't like the Sfek Sfek?
In Eruvin, Taisus says that it's Kain Sex Faker. Kain Sex Faker. In There's Chof Chas on the days. In Erev and it's Vav and Aleph, in Chul and it's Chof Chas on the days. To be fair, Taisus and Chul doesn't use the word sex cycle. He says, Sophic Shema, it's Shema Shachar Ruba, what? Eimah Mishra. Ruba and Eimah Mishra Mechti. He doesn't say the word sex cycle. And in Erev, when he brings it, he says, Kain sex cycle. But anyway, I didn't say basically for Kinsara, I only saw it break down. But they break down from the Bezizel that he wants to be Mechir from that Taisus, the Musa Vang, even Taisus holds it sex cycle, Mishen Echad, but the Reis is a good sex cycle. And it's only the Drabon that's a problem. So Hope Shaila here is only a shadow of the Drabon. According to Rambam, there's nothing. According to Crazy Place to Islam, it's nothing. Even according to Shach, it's only Drabon. And even then, so if you have something either that one suffix moisif from the other one, or it's a suffix reyesa, or if the two sefikas king zacha zeh, we have gdei achayin, and we're going to say, it's not a problem, it's also not a problem, shein achayin. And so basically the idea that says that it's a mitzvah in any of these, he doesn't speak out all these cases, but he says any case where the paiskim, some paiskim say that it's not a problem shein echad, you're allowed to be matir. You're allowed to be matir with some sex seika, we don't have to worry about shein echad. So what? Oh, so to be fair, so I think the Madani Rashi just mentions, like, so he says, like, the attacking, he doesn't bring all these Marmakrimis, but he brings some of the Marmakrimis I mentioned. And so he ends up, and he says that if you're going to take Safak Reyesa and Moisif Hatter, and does he even mention, I remember he mentions he had to do the Zachazah, but he says even with that, even just with those two, he says, Lamani, the bottom line is you're almost never going to pass a Safak Seik and the Shem Shemach. So what we've done there is we said, so now we've said that even though we're not going to argue on the Shach, there's no Sekseik from the Shem Sheinach, there's no problem, but the bottom line is we are very, very rarely going to pass all Sekseik from the Shem Sheinach.
It's a thesis.
What?
It's a thesis.
Yeah. Or, if you have a case, we're not going to pass any connected thesis. But anything other than that, basically, we're going to try to get out of Sheinach. What we're still going to have to know the gather of is what's going to be when it's a real suffix.
We really have to get to that suffix. You'll know the
punishment
from this year.
Oh, that's a different issue. So
no, it's from this year, so it really has to be a suffix.
And I happen to, it happened to come up recently. I did a little research, and there's going to be a different problem. First, for two reasons, I think the Ramos Sfek on the Shaf, the Rosh Sfek on Chodesh, I don't think is Megev is Mamazet for two reasons. Three reasons. Number one is, thanks for the Yisitur of Herman, it's Esher Levada. The Kal. You can easily find out if something's a problem of Yoshua or not, or of Chodesh or not. He puts that every year, publishes, you can get a free, send him an email and he'll send you back automated for free his Chodesh Yoshua guide, and it tells you almost every single product in the world, what date on it, from before that date's Vada, not Yashin after that date is rather Yashin after that date. Chashkov. We'll have to see exactly there. Okay, it could be this Bakal you do it. No, later I'll find him in Bakal. Do they have it in Hebrew? I don't know. Yeah, they're together. Bakal is whatever. Fine. We'll get there. We'll get to that one. But it's positive. That's number one. Number two is that. I think it's clear, it's a little off our topic, but what was the sex fake? Shema, this week came from this year, Shema, it came from last year. So what are we assuming? We're assuming that this year's week and last year's week were not mixed together. It either all came from here, all came from there. Well, Chayra Bizman Azeh in the big Nephilim, all the wheat they get, all gets mixed together. So it's going to be a Taruvus. And if it's Taruvus, you're going to need Shishim Kregeter. And Kumi won't even help because it's Dovah Sheshem Matir. So once it's a taruvus, l'chayro, you know, it's not sekseik anymore. It's not the taruvus iser, and now it's days we're going to say this Dovah Sheshem Matir won't be bottled. If you're bell. It's Yitochen Moedus for taruvus. Put it this way: clearly, the case that the Rosh and the Ramah bringing the sekseik on is the case where it's not a taruvus. If it's a taruvus, we're not down Mishum Sekseik anymore. Now, If there's vada is some issue, if there's a vada is some issue, you're gonna promise the davar sheyesh matir will never be bought. Afilu be'el. If there's a taruvus here, second thing is not gonna help. You'll be afilu be'el. Number three is, I think, is you at least need one of the sfeikas to be nachs al nachs. Again, that's klal lama gimel or whatever. We can get there yet. But mitzi, you don't have that. It's not a set. Number one is I looked into it. I checked the USDA's statistics, and the amount of wheat that's left over from 1 year till the next year in the 1930s was about 90%. Meaning, let's, for argument's sake, let's say in America they grow, let's say people eat 1,000 ton of wheat a year. They were leaving over 900 ton from last year till the next year every year. They were growing again another 1,900 ton the next year. So each year they were growing 1,900 ton. They were only eating 1,000, and they were leaving 900 over for the next year. Okay, well, whatever the exact numbers were, but that was the average was 900. That was, it went down. It gradually went down to about 50% in the 60s. In 1972, there was a famine in Russia, and America sent all their surplus wheat to Russia, and it went down to less than 10%.
And
was
that
1972. It's back up now to about 30%. Maybe 40%, but it's vade mute. So number one is shall ishtaka is a mute. It's not a sofik. Not a sofik ashaka. What?
What do they call a year from?
They go by season. They go by June 1st to June 1st. You know, the sofik ishtaka. So take not like the some cipher. Pashtus is sofik last year, sofik this year. Last year is not 50%. Then, if you go with this year, so there's different
things. It is, because 3 years ago, they left over 30%. Now, this 30% means, let's say, 300 tons. Yeah. Right? Now, this year, when they have 1,000, right, so they use 700. What are they, or they use 700 plus, they use 400 plus last year's 30, so 300.
Yeah,
you
still have.
Yeah. Even if the Isaac has been doing that, it's still less. It's still less. Still not right.
Why? After a couple of years, you still have. You have a whole
they,
year's
harvest. It doesn't continue to step back. Okay. That's
these
a
certain. And that's a
given.
The
question is also, are they always because Davka to do that? I don't know. Could be. Could be they do. Davka used up last year's enough.
Yeah.
So number three problem is that what was the Sabbath of solving Nishish Kaidim Aimer? So nice is the Mitzvahs, in America at least, in America. Rye is taka all Mishash Kodimah Omer, it's not a problem. 100% rye is not a problem of Kodesh, as much as in America. Oats and barley are always Mishash Afra Omer. Almost all is Mishash Afra Omer. Certainly Rye Ruba is Mishash Afra Omer. So there's no Matzah Matzah there. By wheat, there's two different types of wheat. Well, higher they're going to count, well, you should have them separately. There's winter wheat and there's spring wheat. The metzias is they're different, they're used for different things. Things that are supposed to be crunchy, like pretzels, bagel, or crackers, they only use spring wheat for that. And it's not a pretzel, it's rubai, it's almost kulai yasha. It's never chodesh. However, for things that are supposed to be chewy and stretchy, like bread, and what cake, that they use mainly spring wheat. They use mainly winter wheat. Okay. And that way, the winter wheat's the crispy one, and that's not a problem. The spring wheat is usually a problem. Chodesh, that's what they use for bread. So bread, now the truth is though, that it's not as that.
By the time it comes to you, it's already bothered.
The winter wheat, what they do, is they plant it, let's say in places like Minnesota. They plant it sukkah after sukkahs. Then the snow falls, the ground freezes, it stays underground the whole winter. As soon as the snow melts in the spring, it right away comes up and starts growing in February, March. So that's why they have nishrish kodimah. But the spring wheat, then they only plant when they harvest the winter wheat. So they're only planting that usually after Pesach.
So
when
the winter was stuff?
The winter is the Christmas stuff. The pretzels theoretically should never be a problem of Yashar, a Chodesh. However, with the Bismani that you have to Mavar, a lot of times to get the flavor, the texture just right, they might use 80 or 90% winter wheat and 10-20% spring. I think pretzels are still there. And there's no Shishim Mashiach won't be bought.
Right.
So spring wheat, Ruba is Nishrash Achra. Ruba, if not Kula, is Nishrash Achra. So anything that you're going to know contains spring wheat in it, L'chayra or Yivayt, you don't have either suffix that's Mechatzal Mechatzal. So you
never eat it.
So you don't have the rushes. The rushes had to have sex fake, L'chayra is not going to be Negev Bezman Zan on you.
The crunchy, whatever, the winter wheat, it's always gets to you after Pesach.
You're only harvesting at Pesach.
That's when they're harvesting.
You're harvesting at Pesach. No, there's other there are other hetayim that are going to bring down to be matter chodesh b'zman hazeh for those who are mekhlan. You probably not. That's the problem. The problem is, and that's why all the achrayim tumble about it. The rishayim and achrayim is because they're bothered. How in Europe do we ever eat bread? So the Rosh said, "Oh, you have a sex faker." The Bach said that. Even though Chodesh is also b'chutzah, let's go back. The Taz, I'm going out of order chronologically, just but logically it's in order. The Taz wants to pass the sugya of Gemara that says Chodesh and Chutzlar it's his mutter. The Bach didn't like that. Neither do almost any of the Rishonim. I know the Bir Halacha, but none of the Maisa, all the Rishonim passed the Chodesh. What? Bir Halacha is where he brings the whole Rishim. And he tries to make it like 7 against 6 or something. But Lamaisa is the Rif, Rosh, Rambam, Tur, all the one who, they all hold Chodesh Bizman and Chutlar Bizman as their Reis. Who doesn't? He found that there's a Ma'al or Zeruah, and then he found a smaller Rishayim, if you will. It's not a, even if in numbers he managed to make it 7 to 6, it's not anywhere near Safak HaShakul Chayra in the Binyan, if you want. But okay, actually, the Shach wants the tiny chutzlar as you can make. The Taz. The Bach wanted the tiny a different thing. He wanted tiny even though Chodesh and chutzlar is going to be deraisa. But that's only in a field that belongs to a yid. If it's a field that belongs to a guy, then there'll be mutter. That was his hat. So you, actually, I'm saying they were trying them all tried to find a terror for why everybody's eating bread. And Tachos Lamaisa and my Lefi Anius Daiti, they're all Shmacha Heter. And look, if you have to be Mulam, it's Chosan Klal. I'll tell you the real reason. No, in America, it's not as you get Yosh. Arabs is Hechsheim, they're already going to give Yosh.
Or you find out,
get flour or whatever. You say, no, no, you might not eat. You might not eat Cheerios. If I go to America in the middle of winter, I might not eat Cheerios. No, but okay.
Okay, that's not bread.
Right. America, in the big cities, you can all get bread that's yosh. And Okanami, if you live in Milwaukee, and I say you want to be macro on yosh, you're going to have to buy your own flour and bake all your own bread. But the truth is, in Milwaukee, if you want kosher bread, you have to do that. So anyway. Yeah, so the real reason Lamaisa Klal Yisrael eat for hundreds of years ate Chodesh, I think, is the Maskon of the Rambam. Everyone remembers the Rambam brings the Rosh to Sfekseka, but the Maskon of the Rambam really is a different reason. Mutash Yushayim Ayyum Ezim. Lamaisa, that was the only bread they had. You can't tell people, if you get up and give a clap and shul and say, no one's allowed to eat bread. You're only allowed to eat bread from Isru Chag Pesach, until Tammuz or Av or whatever, no one's going to listen to it. So that's a different problem. As I'm saying, so Lamaisa is, I'm saying the bottom line, the reason Klal Yisrael ate, my point is, the reason Klal Yisrael ate bread wasn't because they held, oh, the Bach's Hatter is a great Hatter. Or the Shach's Hatter is a great Hatter. Or the Tau's Hatter is a great Hatter. The reason they did it is because they didn't have anything else. What Maisa is, all these are there. Say it's a Limud Schos, so they're a Limud Schos. If someone is a Matzah where they can get Yashon, and if you, I knew his deity is, I don't see any have to really decide.
Especially if their vision was a Matzah
show, that's Mark Mishnah, that's worse, that's Mark Mishnah. Okay, fine. I didn't know if you said Mark Mishnah, but whatever, in any event, it's relatively easy to be Mavar, and it's relatively easy to avoid Chodesh and Chutzlart. And my, if you have used the ideas, you should be clear to do that. I just want to bring one other Nakuda, sorry, it's taking a long time. But, let's bring it out like this. So, what do we come down? At the end of the day, the bottom line is what the real Nakuda Shir, Sidar, Zaitig, and Yonah, and Shmuzing. The real Shir, I came out and I said that basically we're never going to ask for something, we're never going to be Mavapo Setseker because it's chained out. Fine. Almost never. But we do have it. Still, obviously, we're not going to be matir, Sophic, you're Manasu with a knife, Sophic, you're Manasu with a gun, right? If it's Mamish, one Sophic, that's not good. That's partial. And that will hire Shivim Nimadaris? How are we going to draw the line? There's a Prima Gordon, an interesting Prima Gordon in Yudzayin, I think. Start with this. This is a Mishnah. Mishnah says that a behemoth that's masukun, if you're allowed to shecht the behemoth masukun, assuming it's not a treifa, it's sick, but it's not a treifa, so you can shecht it and eat it. But we're worried that maybe the animal will die of its sickness while you're in the middle of shechting it, and it'll be in the mevo. So I need a simon that it was still alive at the gemar shechita, which means the animal must be mefarches the gemar shechita. The animal was not mefarches the gemar shechita. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say it's vaday nevela v'loikin alav. How do we know it's vaday nevela? It's a sotek nevela. How do you know it's a vaday nevela? So the Prima Gemara says, I'll tell you how the Rambam knew it's a vaday nevela. Because if it was a sotek nevela, if not being mefarches is only a sotek, it would be mutter to shecht by night. A behemoth masukenis, which is mafurish and the Gemara, it's awesome. Gemara says you cannot shecht the behemoth masukenis by night because you won't know if it was mafarches. You can't see it. Prima Gordon says if it's only a sofik, I'll be matter and mishum sekseika. Sofik, maybe it was mafarches. The Imdin Zalema wasn't mafarches, but maybe what nice is that it died, it was alive b'sha shechita. It only died from the shechita, not from the chayim. So it would be both of the sex faker. If not being mafarkas was a sophic if it died from the shechita from the chayli, there would be more to belayla mishul sex faker. Elamai muzdich zayin from the Gemara that says it's also the shef from the sukkemas belayla, that it must be that if it died without pirachos, it's vada in the day. Now the problem is, the Prima Gordon says, l'chayya that sex faker is Shem Echad, right? And Shem Echad Gordon is that. So Prima Gordon says, you're right, but who am I coming to be Miyashin? I'm coming to be Miyashin how the Rambam knew that Loi Pirchus is a Nevela, is a Vada Nevela. The Rambam was Shitosa, he doesn't have a problem with Shem Echad. So it's not a problem. Now what bothers me, and I'm well, let's not forget bothers me. What bothers Rabbi Akiva Eger is, yeah. Good, but in that Nakuda, the Shulchan Aruch does pass in the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch passes Chayvel of Mishum Nevei. He's accepting that even though you're right, Shulchan Aruch, we might not hold of the Rambam's Hechreya, but what Maisa's Ladino we're accepting the Rambam's Din. Why? I don't know. We're going to know who's Taifas, maybe we'll figure out why exactly. But that's, so Prima Gordon says, explains that's the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch passing the Rambam. Fact to Bikiva Eger, he says, I don't understand. Wait a minute. That's not Shem Echad. That's not a Shem. The Rambam would agree with Taisus. This, even the Rambam would agree with Taisus. That it's called, that this is the good sex faker. It's Mamish one side. It's one song. Did it die before the Shechita? Or was it when you shechted the behemoth, the Gemara Shechita, was it alive or was it dead? What's the first sophic? maybe it was Mepharachus, maybe it wasn't. Maybe I have a simon that it was alive. Or maybe I don't have a simon that was alive. Even if I don't have a simon, but maybe Lamaisa was alive. The Sophic with Dina is only one Sophic, was alive or not. Taka, I don't know. Maybe there was a simon, maybe there wasn't a simon. But it's all the same Sophic, was it alive or not? When you say Tysus. No, this is worse than Tysus. No, because in Tysus, there's Einus B'Metzius, and then there's B'Metzius was Petri, but with Dina it's Einus. So those are different. Here is one thing, alive or dead. The question is, I had a simon, I didn't have a, did I have a simon that was alive, or maybe it was alive without a simon? But it's the same alive. There was a different, it was a different Einus. It was Einus B'Din and Einus B'Metzius. Here is the same alive. So he says, the Rambam would not, even though the Rambam argues on Tysus and Ksubas, but the Rambam would not argue on the Sfek-Sfek. And the Rambam would agree this isn't a Sfek-Sfek. Now, when I first saw that crazy, that Ricky Vager, I thought, valid. Now, I want it to find even better than that, even more. And this type of Sfek-Sfek, Lachara, even the Beis Yitzchak should be viewed as Deraisa. Because this isn't, it's not a Sfek-Sfek. It's not a Sfek-Sfek of Yishem Echad. It's a Sfek Echad. It's like Sfek is madness with a knife, Sfek is madness with a gun. If you want, we'll do better. It's like Sfek, he pointed a gun at her head, and Sfek, he told her, I have a gun in my pocket that I'll pull out and shoot you with. Was he madness? It's madness one Sfek, Luchai. It should be even Midarais. The problem is,
going back
to our original subject. Our original subject was, Oinus Ratzon. You want
a
Taina
with
Ein
Ratzon, you have another
Tzad?
You didn't create a second
Tzad.
That is the
people
of Tana,
is
the original
Oinus. Again, the Washer Taisa wasn't a Taisa, said, Kulai Shem Oinus Achas. It's all one gather of Oinus. But it is two different types of Oinus, but it's all one gather. It's all Kulai Shem Oinus Achas. I remember that was the exact Washer Taisa. Kulai Shem. Kulei Shem Oinus Achas. What? It's together the original Oinus, but it's not exactly the same. Here it's exactly the same. You have it out with Rebbe Kivager. That's what Rebbe Kivager says. You're arguing under Rebbe Kivager. So Rebbe Kivager says, I think Rebbe Kivager is very mistaken. Is that he says that even the Rambam might be here, it's not a Sfek-Sfek of Mishem Echad, it's not a Sfek-Sfek at all. So I thought, well, no, L'chayr should be Midaraisa. The problem is that L'chayr, the Beis Yitzchak's Muvah, he didn't understand that way. Because I've mentioned before, what was the Beis Yitzchak's Ho Hechreyach, that Mishem Echad drew up on? Was some Taisis who said that Mesophic Yishachted Roiv, and even if Yishachted Roiv, maybe Yishachted Mechatzah. Now L'chayr, that's also Sfek Echad. And I feel like he's the Beis Yitzchak saying, the way he's understanding Taisus, but it took off the Issa Deraisa. Midaraisa, it's a good sex faker. So if that's a good sex faker, Midaraisa, so then L'chayra, this is also should be a good sex faker, Deraisa. But Shuv, I thought, I then said, but now I'm Harata, my Harata. And I'm still noted to say that it could be the Rebbe Kivager's case will taka be deraisa. Why? Because again, the way Rebbe Kivager spoke it out is, in Taisa's case, at least you have rave stone. I do have thing that because there's a 50% chance. Let's put it this: there's a 49% chance I shafted rave, and a 49% chance I shafted mute. And there's a 2% chance it was exactly Mechatzah Mechatzah. So my sense is, according to Rav, there's a 51% chance that I did a good job. 49% I shechted Roiv, and 2% I shechted Mechatzah Mechatzah. So I have rights though, the Mohakel. So at least that I have. You're right, it's all Shein Echad. It's all I shechted enough. I didn't leave over Roiv. But at least there is rights though, the Mohakel. In the case, in the case of Siman Yud Zayin, I don't even have that. It's one sock. Animal is alive, Bigmar Shechita is dead, Bigmar Shechita. What are the tutsdodim? Maybe it really was Mepharchas, and just because it was night I didn't see it, so I have a Siman that was alive. And maybe it really wasn't Mepharchas, but I'm not picking even without a Siman that was alive. The having a Siman, not having a Siman, doesn't make it any more likely it was alive. It's still 50-50 alive or dead. It could be there was a Siman that was alive, it could be there wasn't a Siman. It's the same exact 50-50. So that's Mamash should be a subject that I say Lahachmer. And now I'm still, my Nutia is that in that case, Rabbi Kivega would say that not only is the Rambam going to be made in the Taisus on it, but the Rambam and the Taisus will both say that that case is going to be a Sofik Dereis Alahachmer Midereis. That's my Nutia. I don't have a Raya Brewer to it. I didn't prove it out. I shrug it up. I'm happy to hear. I don't have any. But that's my Nutia. That could be better.
I've heard stuff. Why?
Because I have a Sofik HaShokel, 59-59, maybe you did right, maybe you did mute. But nice if on the side I did right, maybe I did Mechtzel Mechtzel, which gets me then Sachar Kol, I have a 51% chance that I did a Kosher Shechita. Assuming you don't need both Sofikas to be Shokel, so I have a Sofik HaShokel, and on that, I have another 1 or 2% chance.
Maybe 7%, maybe even 80%, maybe even 90%.
No, but that's, there's one sophic. I have to, see, I have to study. Maybe I should have the right, and maybe I should have the which is also good.
If you
hold Mechza and Rov,
it's the same
as the same.
We have
suffix, how much did it? No, his point is, his question is, why is he's saying, I hear that you have Rov Lohako, but why is that different than we started this year talking about? Let's say I have an Issa Deraisa, and there's a suffix Issa Deraisa, there's a 75% chance it's kosher, 25% chance it's Issa Deraisa. On that case, we said, Sofik Deraisa Lahachmer. Yes, why isn't this the same Sofik Dereis Lachmer? Why am I splitting it and saying, no, here it's two Sfeikas? That's what you're asking. Okay, I don't know.
That
we're going to have to wait till the next year to understand what is the difference between Rav Tzdodim Lohakim and Rav Achuz, Rav Sikui Lohakim. I'm saying it's Muchach Lachayim from the Rav, but there is a Chil. And then you have to know, why did Taisus think that this fits into that Chil? Taisus held it fits in the chiluk. I don't know why. Taisus said here it fits in. Taisus said here it's a svek svek or ke'en svek svek or whatever. So I'm saying you have a kasha. You have a good kasha. Your kasha is on Taisus, not on me. It has not me, it's not on the Besitz. The kasha is on Taisus. Okay, it doesn't mean a real sin, but what does it mean? Okay, so fine, so you know what? Fine. So you know what? This is not a sex fake. But Taisus holds it's mutter, right? Okay, so in this case also, it's not a sex fake, but it's also mutter. Don't call it a sex fake, call it something else. Which is really what the Chavis Das does by Chavish. The Chavis Das does something very different, similar by Chavish. The Chavis Das, for whatever reason, didn't want to say that Chodesh, the Sfek Sfek by Chodesh was a Sofik Reyesa. Apparently he held the Sofik Ishtak is not a Sofik Reyesa. I don't know why, he doesn't explain it. But he first says, the case of the Ariel, whatever, that's Sofik Reyesa and that's Mutter. Then he says, Linyan Chodesh, he says, Mamish almost exactly what I just finished saying. He says that there's a Sofik last year, Sofik this year. And will be smoich miut lemechtzo to be mitzarif to have a zilboser rubo of yoshu. I'll end up with 55% yoshu. That's basically what he's saying. Basically, what he's saying is the Rosh's hetter really is 55% of the chitim out there are yoshu. Because it's 50-50 really 40-40 this year, last year. Or it's 50-50 this year, last year. But even within the ones from this year, 5% of those are also Yashin. So it comes out 55% of the Tfuah is Yashin, 45% is Chadash. Zilba Saruba tells me, assume that this is from the Yashin. Now, how did he just get out of the whole reason we always need a Sexfeika by saying a Zilba Saruba? So let's always say Zilba Saruba and ignore Sexfeika. I didn't go into it in that. Could be he answers that I didn't go into that Nefud enough because I don't know the answer to that. Could be the Chavis Das answers it. Could be we have to wait for Lama Gimel to get to it. But it's a problem. In my opinion, it's something that's still so Kshutei Kmashmo Yitzorach Iyu.
Like Moshe said, that because it's more Matsu.
But even the Chavis Das, he splits it. He doesn't say that Leinyan Aryeh. There he doesn't say Zilba Saruba. There he says it's a real sex cycle. By Yashin, by Chadash, he says it's a Zilba Saruba. Anyway, Ayin Sham. Fine. So I hope that I think the Olam should be somewhere around half by the end of today. I see there's two different mahalchim in the Kaila how to do it. Some people are going through once quickly, and then they're presumably going to go back and go into at least certain nekudas more biyun, which is perfectly fine. I mean, if that's what you're doing, I hope you have your own cheshbon of what your pace should be, because I don't have an idea, it depends on how you want to do it. But for those who are going through once, more or less, so you should be holding roughly half by the end of today. And that would be, I would suggest that's your target. And, and I'm planning, tentatively planning, sometime later next week or whatever, the end of next week, beginning of the week after that, to say another shir, I hope, maybe more than one, but at least one more. Probably it'll be on this nekuda of what is Shad the Rajba's great stuff. And that's what interests me, that's what I'd like to be Mavar in Sexek. But the Olam, I think, B'cholius, the Olam is their first time learning it. What I'm personally doing is going through the Shach quickly and then taking the Kudus. Like here, I took Shem Echad and I spent 2-3 days going through Mar Mekremis and Shem Echad. The Olam, I think, should either go through a little slow and try to get the Shachs, just the Shach, get the Shachs clear and not much more than the Shach. Or if you want, go through the Shach quickly, and if you still have time, go back and you can come to me and I'll give you various, tell me what Nekudas interest you, and I'll give you Mama Kindness on that. But what I'm personally doing is going very quickly and then spending time on the Nekudas that interest me.